you. How could you, Jack?
I'm sorry, like, I couldn't help it.
That was horrible! Who wrote the script?
Welcome to the movie show!
Active FM.
What's up?
Yo, what it is?
Welcome back to the movie show.
This week.
Right here on Active FM.
With your hosts.
Your hosts, Sash and Ryan. Yeah!
Woo, 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 woo.
Yes, and... Okay, wait, whoa. Ryan, what exactly was that sound effect?
That was a...
Oh, okay, yeah. I see. That is deep.
I don't know if I want to say you got a fabulous lineup today. You got a fabulous show because we just really wanted to hop onto a train that is busy riding at the moment.
We did.
We had to have our say. We had
especially because it's a movie.
Yes.
Yes.
And by the way, I have not watched the film.
I have not watched it either, and I never will. I would just like to say that.
That can be quite dangerous because now it's the thing of, yeah, but if you haven't watched it.
We're not doing a review.
Yeah, this is not a review,
guys. This is not a review, yeah.
This is something that is crack-a-lacking in our media at the moment. And I think we did research from a biased and a non, basically from a point of view of, like, I watched a review.
Yeah.
I watched a review. Someone else who did the review. And his point of view was, okay, he hasn't seen it. So he's going to do research. He hasn't seen it. This is what they're saying. But they're saying, don't judge, go and watch the film. And then he went and he watched the film, and then he had his opinion thereafter as well. And, yes, so just so that you know, this is non-biased, right?
It is non-biased. Yes. However, for me, this is a film that no one should ever watch. I literally am rating it like that, as in this film should be removed from the earth. So I suppose that is slightly biased. But in my opinion, this film, it's a disgrace. It's actually a complete... This is a crime. It actually is a crime. This is literally illegal. What they've done in this movie is illegal. So if you haven't caught on yet, the film that we are talking about is Cuties, which is... It's just been released on Netflix. It actually first premiered at Sundance and won an award for Best Director. And then Netflix, after that, then purchased the rights and now has released it recently onto their streaming platform. Yes.
I cannot imagine what the editors must have gone through. Or the colorists.
Or anyone involved. Or the people watching it.
Just imagine someone has to work with this stuff in their faces the whole day.
So to give you, if you don't know what Cuties is, this is what it is. Cuties follows an 11-year-old girl living in Paris. 11. The character
so not
is
even
11.
13.
No, the character is 11.
Yeah.
The actual character, not the actor. The actor is 14. However, the youngest, there were four girls. Three of them were 14. The one of them was 12. So it doesn't even make a difference. But this one, it's about an 11-year-old girl living in Paris who joins a free-spirited dance crew, in inverted commas. Now, I was watching a video where they were explaining how Netflix most... Okay, some people say the reason that there's such an uproar is because Netflix marketed the film incorrectly. I don't agree. I think Netflix marketed the film for exactly what it was. People got mad and then now they called it a marketing fail and they're blaming it on the marketing. But it's not. They marketed what the film is. The poster, they even on Netflix, they said that she joined a twerking crew. That was one of their descriptions. Then they quickly removed it and changed it to a free-spirited dance crew. Twerk! It's a twerking crew.
That's
what it is. They're actually doing extremely sexual dance moves, and here they come and say free spirit to dance crew, and then it continues, and it says to rebel against what she perceives as her Muslim family's oppressive traditions. In the film, the conflicted protagonist Amy, who's the 11-year-old girl, and the Cuties, which is the dance crew, perform dance routines in which they simulate sex. These are 11-year-old girls. They're in a dance crew that simulates sex, and in the scenes, the camera shots focuses on their crotch areas. It also portrays preteen characters in other sexual situations. For example, in one scene, Amy takes a picture of her genitals and then posts the photo on social media, although no explicit images are shown. So this is the film. That's the movie.
Sure.
That's it. That's the film.
I love Active FM.
Quiet music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no reason. Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
I don't know if you think that any of that is okay. There's a problem.
Yeah.
Because none of that is okay. In fact, this film isn't even okay if it was an older girl, because that's pornography. But this, in this case, exactly, is child pornography. It actually is child pornography.
That's actually straight what it is.
It is child pornography.
And especially the fact that she lives in a house where she basically rejects, like, her parents or an older type,
yeah,
of... You know, it's almost like, I mean, what is she, number one, at 11, what do you know?
What, you know nothing.
And then, I mean, now you completely step away out of that thing of, you know, anyone that can sort of guide you, or someone's, you know, a role model or anything like that. You just sort of go on your own, be who you want to be. And not only that, you're not even going like steps outside of, you're not the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even go from his house to the pig, to to the wildlife partying, and then there. He was just from there to, boom,
yep,
bad, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
So that already right there. I mean, and the other thing is, I wonder how many other girls look at them and say, wow, that's quite,
that's
nice,
the problem. Yeah. First of all, you've messed up the four girls that have been involved in filming. I mean, there should not be a camera anywhere close to your behind. And that doesn't matter what age you are. There shouldn't be a camera. Now you've desensitized these four little girls. Plus, on top of that, I was looking into the actual four actors. The girl that got Amy, she was one of 650 girls who auditioned for just the role of Amy. Just the role of Amy. 650 girls. Now, what would they have gotten them to do in the audition?
Yeah.
Because it's not like they would have gotten them to read out lines. They wouldn't have. They need to, in an audition, you need to see that the actor can do what you need the character to do. So in those auditions, what, 650 for one character? There were four girls involved. So for one of them, 650 girls auditioned. These girls all probably ranging, hopefully not younger than 10, but probably up to 15. Because they needed a girl to portray an 11-year-old girl. So they literally desensitized those girls, plus every single other child. I mean, if a little boy watches this film, what the hell? That's pornography. You're showing your child pornography. For a girl, it's the same. It's pornography. And then plus, they'll now get ideas to start doing the same thing, the things that they saw in the movie.
I mean, forget the storyline.
Forget the storyline.
Even if the storyline, yeah, but you know, you have to pay attention. Yeah, but I'm forgotten about the storyline. I'm looking at what I'm seeing here right now.
Exactly.
So that already for me was like crazy. So the guy that did the review, he read about it, and then he was like, okay, look, let me not, you know, jump the whatever the what did they
the
say?
Gun. Yeah, jump the gun.
Let me not jump the gun. Yeah. Let me go check it out. And he said, listen, okay, I had to watch it. So, in other words, from his side already, there already, it was like, you know, and he watched it, and his vlog that he actually put up afterwards was that it was worse than what he said it was. And the thing is that he actually complained about the movie. Now, the crazy thing that gets me is that often what happens is that from a Christian point of view, you find, a lot of the Christians saying, how can you do that? That's yeah. wada wada. And the world's like, yeah, but, you know, but this movie is actually making a very bad impact on people worldwide. You know, especially if you go on YouTube, there are a lot of people that are doing vlogging that are complaining about this. There was this one guy I saw, and in his vlog, he swears like a two-stroker.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care, like a trooper, you know. And even his background, there's like alcohol everywhere, and he's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Type of thing, which tells you already that people with like a completely different moral sort of standard
yeah.
already is complaining about it, which tells you that what they saw already. Then this guy went on to complain about specific things that he saw in it. He said that, I mean, and already from what he's described, is already like, okay, look, that's definitely a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He said there are parts in the film where you see, like you said, it's focused on specific parts of the girls doing the dance. And then not only that, but he said, but it's close-ups. Mm-hmm. Not just like long shots, it is close-ups. And then there is even a specific scene where apparently there's a bully that approaches this girl. What is her name?
Amy.
Amy. And her pants gets pulled down, and it's not like the camera cuts away. Apparently you see things. Now, for me already, that is hugely disturbing already. Just for, I don't know, it's just, no, I don't even think. And then on top of that, apparently it's a French film.
Yeah, it is a French director, and it was filmed and everything in France.
So I've got a lot of questions about this, but I really feel bad about the amount of work that was probably put into it on the production side point of view. And not only that, but, you know, I mean, something, look, Let me put you this way. All right, when I was younger, we used to go onto the site. In fact, I'm not even going to mention the site because that's going to lead you. I don't even have that site up. But literally, you know, as a youngster, you're naughty. And these were pictures of deaths, of people like that have died weirdly, like, and gruesome deaths. And I remember the impact that had on me already, just watching those things. And it impacted me throughout my life. Now, I cannot imagine how seeing something like this would have impacted people and what it would have done to them. Can you imagine a father with a daughter, 11 years old, and how this would have impacted his mind? I mean, for me, they would just be like, you know, I don't know. How do you...
How did their parents
do this?
Allow them to be in a film like this? How did any parent in the world allow their child to even go on audition? What is happening to the parents? Why? Because I know any parent, normal parent, would not... Your aim as a parent is to protect your child. So listen, if they're never famous, so what? So what? Your child being famous is not the biggest deal. You, in fact, these girls, every child that auditioned, their parents have actually done them an injustice. There's not been any, I'm helping my child succeed. No, that's not success. That's, you're actually helping your child not succeed. So any parent that got involved in taking their child, actually, that was an injustice towards their child.
Was there any interview with a girl afterwards or anything like that?
There's very little. I think because of the backlash, there's very little. I went and checked out, the girls have Instagram pages. I think 2 out of 4, their pages are private. The main character, she has an Instagram page. She's 14. She's posted 3 pictures. That's it. And then the last girl, there were 3 girls. This was, I think, their first movie. It's their first credit in the entertainment industry. The last girl, I think, had 11 credits to her name, and she's a dancer and actor. So she had more credit, but there's not much info around the girls. Yeah. So I went and actually searched on an article on Variety, and they gave quite basically an article that says this is what's happening. This is what's happening on this side, the side where people are complaining, and then the side where people aren't complaining. And they said this: Netflix subscriber churn rates began to rise September 10th, which was the day after the release of Cuties, when the hashtag cancel Netflix
on when it was released on Netflix.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. So the hashtag cancel Netflix was in the top trending spot on Twitter. On Saturday, September 12th, Netflix cancellation rate in the U.S. jumped nearly 8 times higher than the average daily levels recorded in August 2020, reaching a multi-year high, the data analytics provider told Variety. Netflix has defended Cuties, written and directed by French filmmaker, arguing that it is social commentary that makes the case about the dangers of sexualized imagery of young girls. Sorry, what? You're trying to now tell about the dangers of these images, but then you go and make a film full of the images.
Okay, so in other words, guys, next week, we're going to talk about the dangers of drugs, and me and Sasha are coming here smoked.
Yeah.
We're going to be finished.
Right.
And we're going to host the show
to
demonstrate you guys how dangerous drugs are.
Then it says the streamer, Netflix, has urged those who have denounced the film to watch it. I'm sorry, can I just say this? do not watch this film. I'm not watching this film. And don't go, I wanted to watch it to see how bad it was. No, don't watch it, because then Netflix and the film gets money. Boycott the film. Don't go and watch it to see how bad it is. That's the problem. So many people went to watch it to see how bad it is. That's not helping. Then they've gotten, you watched it. Their aim at the end of the day, they make money out of people watching it. They don't make money out of what you think about it. So if you go and watch it, even if you don't like it, the fact that you watched it gave them the money that they're needing. So they actually, at the end of the day, all reviews do is push people to go and watch it. Now, if everyone goes and watches it because they've heard how bad it is, that's not good. That just helps the filmmakers. It doesn't change anything. Then it says that, so the director said this, her film shows why it is necessary to create solutions addressing the hypersexualization of children that occurs via social media across the globe. She then says this, so this is the director in an interview, we need to protect our children. What I want is to open people's eyes on the issue and try to fix it. So you're trying to fix a problem, but you go and make the problem even you making, she made it worse. She didn't try and fix the problem.
This just like, what's the word? Desensitizes people's eyes.
And the thing, what about all the pedophiles out there? What about all the people that are going to watch this film and suddenly something changes? What about all the children that are going to watch this film and are going to get sexually active young? You're not helping. By making a movie about it, you're not helping. What she's done has not helped this. She's just taken a problem and blown it up and shown everyone. This is the problem. That's like, you can't make a film like this. In the society we are in today, you can't make a film. In fact, Blake Lively, she's an actress. She's married to Ryan Reynolds. She's recently had a baby.
What?
Now, she has been making speeches, a lot of them, where she explains how children are being sexually abused and penetrated, and then the videos are sent out to pedophiles around the world and they watch them and get pleasure from these videos. She then asked the person who was telling her about it how young, and he said infants, and then she said, but how young are infants? And he said, still on the umbilical cord. So literally the baby comes out, is born, they take it, they penetrate it, film it, and send it to pedophiles around the world so that pedophiles can get pleasure out of that. And she was like, I'm sorry I'm having to share this news with you, but now that's how you saw. You don't go and make a movie now about a newborn baby.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, what are all those pedophiles? Now, that instead of having to find a secret link somewhere on the internet, they can just go to the nearest cinema or sign in on Netflix and now watch it. Like, that doesn't help. It actually, if she wanted to help, she needed to step up and start saying, this is a problem. And maybe then step in and say, films need to stop showing pornography because children are watching pornography on films and getting the ideas. Social media needs to be more strict. Don't go and make a movie about it. Actually stand up and do something that's going to fix the problem. So I don't understand this director. In my mind, she is crazy. Literally, she is crazy. Now get this. The reason why I say don't watch it is this film has been among the top viewed movies on Netflix since its release. Because everyone's going to watch how bad it is. Obviously, it's then going to be one of their top viewed films. Then it says, undoubtedly fueled by the controversy surrounding it. On Tuesday, September 15th, Cuties was the number four most popular film in the U.S. on Netflix. Why? Because so many people had watched it. Behind animated kids movie Pet United, documentary The Social Dilemma, and horror film The Babysitter, Killer Queen. That Netflix ranking is based on how many members watched at least 2 minutes of a title. But now this is why I'm saying, don't go watch it. Actually, don't go. Ryan and I, we didn't watch it.
Bad.
We decided to do a show on it to actually say how bad it is. But we didn't go and watch it to now go and see, oh, yeah, was it really that bad? If something's bad, don't watch it. There's a reason people are saying it's bad. Don't go and now give the film and the filmmakers and Netflix watch time, because then they're not going to, why would you go and remove the fourth most popular film from your streaming site? Do you understand what I'm saying? People, don't go watch it and say, oh God, I watched it, it was so bad. How does that help? Now Netflix hears your comment, it was so bad.
They're making money.
Like, oh flip, it's bad. They're not. Netflix is not taking this film down. They've denied taking it down. So you going watching the film just helped them not take it down.
because they're making, obviously they've purchased it, so they need to make their money now for making the film, obviously. But now people are unsubscribing. So I think enough people unsubscribe. I think eventually...
That's the only way Netflix will be hit.
Actually, that is the way right now. Yeah. And you said that like 8 times.
In the US.
Yeah.
Well, in one day.
Well, that's in the US.
Yeah. But now it's what happens. Now what happens? It then says, so if you're wondering, what has Netflix done about this? So in August 2020, Netflix caused an uproar after it released the promotional poster for Cuties depicting the young girls in provocative poses. So that's the start of it. It was before the film was actually released.
Yeah.
Netflix then apologized for the inappropriate artwork.
Only apologized.
And for me, it's not an inappropriate... It's inappropriate. But it's exactly true to what the film is. So if they apologize because they said that the artwork didn't actually give the true message about the film. The artwork was wrong. No, the artwork was perfectly fine. The artwork showed exactly what the film is about. So they apologized for the inappropriate artwork. The company then said it was not a representative of the film, which is a lie, because it is. The controversy started with the artwork, the director said, and the most important thing is to watch the film and understand we have the same fight. No, you've just helped every single pedophile out there. You've just helped every single child abuser out there. You've just helped make kids think that it's okay, that if they're getting abused, that that's normal, that that's okay, that that's cool. That's what you've done. You haven't helped anyone. You haven't helped any fight. Then it says several right-wing U.S. politicians have stoked the flames of the backlash, and then it gives a few of them. And a couple of these politicians actually said there should be absolutely no place for the filming and distribution of these scenes, regardless of the objective of the filmmaker, which I agree with. On Tuesday, the Council of American Islamic Relations, now Islamic Relations, issued a statement calling on Netflix to remove Cuties from the platform due to the movie's disturbing sexualization of children, as well as its offensive and stereotypical depiction of Islam and Muslims. The reason is because her mom, who's the antagonist in the film, the bad person, that's what the antagonist is a Muslim with conservative ideas. So the bad person in this movie is her mother. Muslims are upset. Now, I'm sorry. When Christians and Muslims agree, you know something's wrong. Because Christians and Muslims don't have the same outlook. So when Christians and Muslims are both standing up and going, that is wrong, you know you are seriously off. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now Muslims are even complaining about the release of the film. And other politicians in America actually asked, they want this film, they've put this film under investigation. Because they're saying this is child pornography and this is not okay. There are laws in place to stop this from happening. So that's why I said in the beginning, this film is actually a crime. It's illegal. What they've done is illegal because there are child laws, child protection laws in place that this film has actually violated. So what they did was the Republicans and the U.S. Senate Tom Cotton of Arkansas called the Department of Justice to investigate the film's production and distribution. In a letter, they wrote that they needed to determine whether Netflix, its executives, or the individuals involved in the filming and production of Cuties violated any federal laws against the production and distribution of child pornography. On Sunday, in an interview on Fox News Channel, the Republicans elaborated that Netflix is making money by selling the sexual exploitation of young kids, which is exactly what they're doing. They're making money. They're actually making money out of exploiting children. They also then said that Netflix has a production deal with former presidents Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, although neither have association with Cuties. However, there are reports that Michelle and Barack Obama are involved in pedophilia and all of those things. It's them and a whole lot of other actors, plus politicians, etc., etc. But that's interesting that Netflix has a production deal with President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. Which is why? Do you understand what I'm saying? What's the purpose?
You know what I'm seeing here? I'm seeing that they knew exactly what they're doing. They knew what it was going to do. And in my opinion, I think they're doing this, and they now they're watching and see who can stop them. And if no one can stop
them, and how people will respond,
then what else is? Then, yeah. Then what else are they going to start?
It's just
going to
get worse.
Exactly, because remember, we did a show on Netflix and films and stuff like that, and we picked up there was this like short, these like weird movies with weird death endings and stuff like that. And from that, we were like, okay, that's weird. But now this is now, it's like they're pushing it to another level. Okay, cool. People are subscribed. There's this thing happening, you know, with the governor of California. And so, this is it, guys. Let's push it. And then they put it out there. Okay, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sorry. If I get a notice from some of the people that have spoken to Netflix, you sort of, you know, you shake and you shiver and you're like, okay, guys, okay, well, hang on. Okay, whose fault was this? Okay, we apologize. Okay, we're gonna take, but it's not. They're standing there, they say, no, forget it. Who are you? Stuff you, you know, type of thing.
They are not removing it. Netflix has said they are not removing Cuties from Netflix.
I think they're putting it there. They're pushing the boundary and now they're saying, okay, cool. Let's see how far we can take this. People are going to push against us. We're going to say no. And let's see what happens. Will we still stand? And then what's going to now happen thereafter?
Yeah. Now, this is the crazy part. So, previously I mentioned all this, the senators and that, they were Republicans. So, obviously, Republicans are more conservative, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not just the Republicans that are complaining. There are Democrats that are also complaining. The Democratic Hawaii, I think it's representative, on Twitter posted Cuties child porn, he called it child porn, and included a photo of the recalled poster and wrote that it will certainly whet the appetite of pedophiles and help fuel the child sex trafficking trade. So now even Democrats are standing up and saying, guys, this is child porn, it's going to help sex trafficking of children. This film didn't help. It did not help. And then, also, what they're saying is that this film normalizes the sexualization of little girls, and over 640,000 accounts have signed a change.org petition calling on users to cancel their Netflix accounts over the film. This time, Netflix is not apologizing. So they apologized for the poster. They have not apologized for the film, and they are not taking it down. And this is the crazy part. Do you know that film critics have praised this film? There's actually a statement, Netflix spokesperson said in a statement, it is an award-winning film and a powerful story about the pressure young girls face on social media and from society more generally growing up. And we'd encourage anyone who cares about these important issues to watch the movie. No, I'm sorry. I'm calling on anyone who cares about these issues to not watch the movie, to boycott the movie, and to cancel Netflix. Because this is actually not okay. What they're doing is not okay. Film critics have also weighed in on the controversy and highlighted the merits of the film. So if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, I think this film got a 90%... I'll get the exact figure, but Cuties got a 90... The film critics praised it. They said it was brilliant. In terms of audience review, they only gave it a 6%. So audiences are furious. They're hating it. They're saying it's terrible. But on Rotten Tomatoes critics, they gave it a 90%. 90%. Do you know how hard it is to get a 90% review on Rotten Tomatoes?
Amen.
And then now audience score, okay, the last time I checked it was on 6%. Now it's gone up to 11%. But I'm sorry, how? For me, I don't trust film critics anymore because that means film critics are pushing an agenda. They're actually pushing an agenda.
Yeah.
So right now, we can't trust film critics because now it's, okay, it actually doesn't matter what the film critics say. How can you give this film, this is child pornography, that's blatantly what it is. I'm sorry, it is child porn. And if you're going to rate child porn 90%, then are you a pedophile? Because you must be a pedophile.
Uh-huh.
Or
I think that is the question.
What's going on? Because any normal person, any non-pedophilic person would not give this film a 90%. They would be horrified at this film. I'm horrified at this film. What? Jen, I'm a girl. I'm not even going to watch it. I don't want to see those images. Do you understand what I'm saying? Personally, as a child, not a child, as a girl. But now, this is, it's children. It's guys, it's children. It's actually, I'm not for normal porn. And I never thought we'd have to say normal porn. By normal porn, I mean people who are of age, and if they've decided to do that with their body, just don't watch it type of thing. But these are children. These are actually children. So for me, this film literally should be removed from everywhere. People should not watch this film. This film is a disgrace and it is a crime. And I personally, every person involved with this film, in my opinion, should actually go to jail. That actually is what I feel about.
Yeah.
How strong I feel about. Netflix should go, Netflix should be in court. They should be taken to court over this. And personally, I'd like to see them lose because this is not okay. If they're prepared to do this, and this is, it's exactly what you said, Ryan, if they're starting here, this is their starting point. In the next few years, what else? What else is going to happen? What else are they going to bring out? This isn't the end. This is the beginning of what else are they going to do? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now it's not going to be them sending secret videos to pedophiles around the world.
They
now
don't even have to.
Just go look on Netflix. There's a genre for pedophiles.
It's going to be all right for them.
So, please, we are asking you, don't watch the film. Cancel Netflix. Actually, don't go and watch the film. And make sure that, I hope that the politicians get it right. I actually hope that they're able to press charges against the director, against Netflix, against the production people. Because someone should have gone, been on set, guys, this isn't okay. Was there not one person that said this is not okay and press charges? Because in my mind, you can press charges. This is illegal.
The film is, the film is interrupted. The U.S., whatever you want to call it, it's come up within whatever you want to call their, like, parliament or whatever,
yeah,
their thing.
Yes.
So that's intense for me. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not just a bad movie. This is actually not just a bad movie. This is actually this is illegal, right? Unless they're trying to now push for, I know they're trying to push for, so I know in California they've just recently, they've pushed a law that sort of helps pedophiles. But according to our law, our current law, this is illegal.
Even now, yeah.
It's actually, I don't know, hopefully they're not going to get it right in the future that this is not illegal. But according to our current laws, I don't think there's a nation in the world where this is okay. This is something that, if it's made, should be on the black market, only on the black market, and even then it's not okay.
Yeah.
This should not be on a family-friendly streaming site like Netflix.
This is something, if it's found out, it's like people are in trouble.
Yeah, people are in serious trouble.
But it's not. It's just like put out there.
And then celebrated. It won awards.
Yeah. I still don't get the awards thing. I'm like, they won an award. Best directed. Right? This really doesn't make sense. That's why I say, for me, they're definitely pushing something.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, if we don't make enough noise about this, what's next, eh?
What is next?
What is next, guys? I mean, like I said, these girls, number one, what do they even think of themselves now after this? And especially with the flack that has been given. How do you... Oh, I don't know. There's just so much wrong about this movie on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see the part where they say, no, people are taking it wrong and how it educates. But sure. I don't even know if you have a different opinion, if we want to know.
You can let us know. But Yeah. The thing is, this didn't help. I'm sorry, it didn't help. Every single person that said that this was a message to help children not become sexualized, wrong. This sexualized children.
And apparently they had a child psychologist on the set. Doesn't that already tell you something?
Why do you have to have a child? Oh my gosh. Well, it makes sense why they had to have it, but you shouldn't have a film where you have to have a child psychologist on set.
No, it's cool, eh? It's fine. This is like a movie we just don't go watch.
Yeah, do not go watch this film, ever. Delete it. Delete Netflix. Go slap people if they've watched it.
First cancel before you delete.
Yeah, okay, yes. First cancel before you delete.
Otherwise, you're going to be paying a subscription.
For something that you don't want.
App.
But this is the thing. Maybe you're like, oh, but it's one thing on Netflix, and I love Netflix, and there's so many other cool things coming out.
You're right. There are a lot of cool things coming out.
But no, this is the thing.
Other programs.
You're paying money now to a site
that is
producing and distributing this. So in other words, you're paying money to child sexualization and child pornography.
Yes, because where do they get that money from to buy that film?
Yes, they bought it with your money.
Yeah.
Your cash, your subscription cash.
So next time when the amount goes off and you get that SMS, look at it and say, cool, I just
paid for child pornography.
Exactly.
That's actually what you're doing. So go find, and it's, I know there's stuff on Netflix, but first of all, if you want Netflix to do something about this so that you can watch the other films on Netflix, then you need to actually get to the point where you unsubscribe. I mean, imagine if Netflix lost all their subscribers.
Cool.
Right? Or lost, they had 100 sub, I mean, if they had 100 subscribers left, let's say for instance there's 100 people in the world who don't, they want to watch child pornography, right? Then they don't unsubscribe. Then Netflix is still going to have a problem.
Listen, guys, I unsubscribed from Netflix like years ago.
Well, not years ago.
But it was a long time ago. All right, I can tell you about all the other streaming services we went to and which one is good and which one is best. Okay, I loved Suits. I really enjoyed Suits. I subscribed to Showmax, and there are really, really awesome shows on there. Suits on there as well. And as well, on top of that, there's actually a cool film on there, like a Bible film that's like really, really dramatic and really, really awesome amongst all the other films and movies that we've watched. So trust me, cancel Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, it's really not that bad.
Yeah, it's not. I'm
surviving, guys, all right? And trust me, can I be honest with you? It's cheaper as well, all right? Can I just promote quickly, all right? On Netflix, you pay how much? I think 130 Rand. Two devices to watch in HD, right? Convert that to your dollars or whatever, your South African rand. All right, for Showmax, we get five devices for under 100 rand, HD. And you get lots of shows. Plus, my kids get, I forgot the name of the kids' channel, but they've got so much more in there as well.
And they don't have children being sexualized on
Nickelodeon. They've got Nickelodeon on Showmax, guys. Trust me, we're not sorry.
Yeah.
And we're still going.
So, and the only way that Netflix is going to fix themselves and get to the point where you actually can enjoy Netflix again is if you actually unsubscribe. It's the only way. Otherwise, you're gonna go, oh yeah, I just won't watch it, or oh yeah, I'll just whatever. No, unsubscribe, because then Netflix will actually realize, and we need to stand up and say to them, you can't do this, because otherwise, this is just the beginning. So we actually have a duty. To all film lovers out there, we know you love Netflix. We know. And for me, I was like, seriously, Netflix, did you seriously have to go do this? Because there's awesome, there's things coming out now on Netflix that are awesome. Like, we're waiting for Stranger Things. There's another Enola Holmes coming. There's awesome things coming out. But the thing is, I'm not prepared to have that same site with children sexualization and child porn on it.
The only thing is Stranger Things. I haven't watched the rest of the third season. But guess what?
But this is the thing. If enough people cancel, when the next Stranger Things comes out, it's not going to get what it got before. So either what the directors and that will do is they'll look at releasing it somewhere else. Or Netflix
Showmax.
Will... Exactly. Or
release
Netflix
Showmax.
Will have to... Pull up their socks, apologize, not just apologize, remove, send people to jail,
fire
people, exactly, and then start from scratch and fix up the mess that they've made.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, if you think about it, you turn on your television, and if you have a broadcasting, station in your area, they have to apply to a code of conduct.
Yes.
But now people like Netflix and, you know, the guys that are not, I mean... Even YouTube themselves, they've got a code of conduct. But now people like Netflix, when they open up these streaming services,
they can do whatever they want. Sure.
Exactly. People subscribe to them. They're making money, and it's international. So laws change all over the world. So
please cancel Netflix. Don't watch Cuties. Yeah. Let's take a stand.
Not cute.
Yes.
At all.
Not at all.
Not even the poster.
It's not even...
I don't think that's cute. That poster was not cute.
Active's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
So this has been The Movie Show. This is our thoughts
on Active FM.
On Active FM. And if you want to know anything more about Active FM, you can go check us out on our social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Parler, and Reddit. So just search for Active FM. You'll find us there. Plus, we have a WhatsApp number. If you want to WhatsApp us, send us voice notes, whatever you want to do, contact us. You will find the number on all of our social media. And then we also have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za.
Plus, if you're a Spotify subscriber, you can head up over, just open up that app, search for Active FM. We are there too. How awesome is that?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't have Spotify, but you have maybe like Google Podcast, yeah, we're there too as well. If you don't know what Google Podcast is, Google it in your App Store, your Google App Store. And I think it's called Play Store. Yes, Play Store. And it's there. And of course, Apple Podcast, which is a standard app, it is there too. If you have an iPhone and you're like, wait, what? There's a thing called Apple Podcast. Yep, it's there. It's a purple icon. Just look for it there. And then, of course, you can check for us on YouTube. Go search. We have two channels. So if you can choose either one, mm-hmm. The one is Active TV. Go subscribe to that one. And also check under the playlist because there are tons of stuff there.
Yes.
Awesome stuff.
If you've just cancelled Netflix and you need something to watch, Active TV's got you.
There it is. We have given you a fantastic alternative. Brilliant alternative. And if you threaten us, we will hear you. We will hear you.
Yes.
And then, of course, Active FM, because Active FM has a channel on YouTube as well. You didn't know that, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see. You're busy typing away. They're busy searching on YouTube. Subscribe to that one as well.
Yep.
When you subscribe, you get notifications. That's how cool it is. And you don't lose out on not one show that comes out will
not
slip
one
through your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It'll click-ling, and you're like, what is that? And then you click on it, and then it plays, and you're like, wow, what is this? My ears, so nice
my
and warm.
Ears.
Actually, in South Africa, we're going into the summer season, so you know, you'll be like, this is cool. And if you go into the winter season, you'll be like, this is warm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. So this has been The Movie Show on Active FM, and we will return next week with a nice film that you can watch.
Definitely.
Definitely, yes.
Any thoughts yet? You want to take advantage now? You know, whenever Sashi just mentions, she throws out a movie on Active FM, now we have to go watch it.
I won't.
Last time she did it with 21 Bridges, she just threw it out there.
No, that one I messed up. I do apologize, people.
And I thought flying.
I thought we had done that. That one, I did it with Cats. Cats I did. I blackmailed Ryan on our show.
You see?
Said you watch Cats.
I told you.
But you're glad you watched it. I'm glad I watched it.
I'm going to think up a movie and I'm going to be like, yo, it's like that movie that we reviewed, and I'm going to throw it out there. But I know Sasha, she'll be like, Ryan, hang on. Sorry. Editor, can you just cut that? We did not watch that movie.
Ryan's not so kind.
I'll be like, dread.
Wow.
So, yes.
Yeah, so we will see you next time. We will keep it a surprise, but we will have a movie that you can watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so peace out.
And cheerio. And please don't watch cuties.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.